There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the confidence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, this hour of the Robert Scott Bell Super Don is back, and we got to talk about a lot of things. We need to catch up on a lot of things. Once again, happy birthday to Ron Paul, and we got to have the kids, you know, cheering. Because yeah, it's not right unless the youth are really cheering this man. And Don, you were part and parcel to the Ron Paul revolution, were you not? I mean, you really were inspired by it, as I was. And in fact, you were the one who talked behind the scenes, I don't know, I guess we could say that, to Jerry Doyle when Jerry Doyle endorsed Ron Paul last cycle.
Yeah, I had the privilege of helping to produce Jerry Doyle's show, and had some discussions with him and discussions with the people with, I don't think it was Campaign for Liberty back then. It might have been. I can't remember. Mm-hmm. But with the people there, and
certainly the Daily Paul was a big place where they were paying attention.
Yeah, and Jerry ended up speaking, what was the event that took place in Vegas there? It was the, it was LPAC.
LPAC, yes.
So, yeah, it was a very exciting time.
Indeed. And well, listen, it was never about him, even though a lot of people thought it was. Ron never thought it was about himself. He was always surprised by the response to him, but he said, it's the message. And that's the point of the Campaign for Liberty and Young Americans for Liberty, is to take that message out and teach the next generations what's really important, and not to continually just fall for the corruption, or fall into corruption, for that matter. And, you know, I'm pretty much an ideologue in the sense that I'm idealistic. I recognize that I like to stand on principle. I like people that stand on principle, even if I disagree with them. If they're principled about it, we can get along, right? And you know, what we're talking about, for instance, last hour with Jonathan Emord, and you know, the whole selling out America, I'm not into that, although I'm not into also America being everywhere on planet Earth either. You know, it's very hard to operate from strength when you're in the bankruptcy court, for instance. And that was Ron Paul's message as well. You know, you have to be strong. It's a constitutional requirement to defend the country. But if you have no money to pay for the troops, how do you expect to defend it?
We as a country, and I just say we because we are citizens of the country, but not necessarily responsible entirely for the position that we found ourselves in, have basically painted ourselves into a corner. I mean, really, it's from a financial standpoint and from a lot of the policies that have been put in place. It's that creeping incrementalism that we talk about where, you know, it doesn't all happen all at once, but over a period of time, we have really kind of shackled ourselves into a position where, you know, the biggest and most powerful country in the world has become not as powerful as we think it is. And we've given a lot of people an advantage. You know, everybody likes to look at China, but there are a lot of other countries and coalitions of countries that really have got us by the, you know,
proverbial Federal Reserve notes, I guess.
Short and curlies? Is that what
you Yeah, mean? You could say that too. And listen, and then we bring that back home, you know, and we talk about liberty at home, not just on a global scale or stage. and we look at the issue of Isaiah Ryder, who we had on just the other day. Was it yesterday? Right. I can't even remember how. I can't keep up. It was Tuesday, I think.
It was the day before yesterday, I think.
Yeah. And, you know, Isaiah's talking about this social worker. Somebody flew all the way from Illinois to where he was in Missouri or Kansas City area. And you know, saying, hey, you know, if you stay in our possession, so to speak, in our custody, we might be able to work you a deal, pay for your education, give you $500 a month spending money, right?
Money, pay for your education, and a bag of chips. Yes.
Yeah, and then of course, a hearing scheduled today. We're waiting to hear what happened there. But in the meantime, yesterday, he was approached again by another social worker or something, an official capacity with Illinois.
Well, this was actually, he talked to his old social worker because he was just trying to find out. Because, listen, he's got a birthday coming up in a few days.
Yeah, he's going to be 18 next week.
18, and he said, hey, you know, I declined on the Club Med membership that you guys are trying to give me. And so he asked a question, and what he was told just left us all kind of just scratching our heads.
Right. So you're not going to take the money? What's going to happen next? Let's go to Isaiah Ryder and hear it from his own voice.
Hey, everybody. Just want to make a quick video because I've got some new information. So today I was talking to my old caseworker he was my caseworker in Illinois. So I was talking about what were to happen if I were to move out of my residence that I'm at, my grandparents. So he said if I were to move out on my own when I'm 18, and that's that right there, when I'm 18, that there will be a juvenile arrest warrant out for me, and Child Protection Services will be looking for me, and if I were to be picked up, which is if I were to be found, that I would be sent back to Illinois. That is crazy. Like, you know what that is? He was threatening me. That's what was going on. That's how I took it. It sounded like a big threat. And next week, I'm going to be 18 years old. And all I deserve and need is my freedom. So please stop controlling me.
Think about that, folks. It's a young man, 17, almost 18, and now he's demanding his freedom, as he should. If Illinois thinks they can hold on to him at 18, which is now the age of officially you're an adult, they're going to threaten him with jail because he's not taking the money they offered him the day before?
Well, it's very ironic that one day they're saying, we'll pay you money if you stay, and then the next day he's saying, well, what happens if I don't stay? We'll arrest you. Well, gee, thanks. You know, God, thanks for all of the options. But, you know, we need to clarify a few things here because, you know, I was talking with actually Michelle earlier today. We both were, actually.
Yeah.
And you have to, you know, put it in some perspective here. You have to understand that he has been in the custody of the state of Illinois now for, a couple of years, I think, at least.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, once you get into the system, it's really hard to get out. Once they've got their claws in you, and so, you know, at this point, he is in the custody of the state of Illinois. Mm-hmm. Turning 18 is not a magic, you know, thing like for the majority of the population. When you turn 18, you turn 18, right? You're an adult. You can make decisions for yourself. But he's in the custody of the state of Illinois, so the rules have changed, and now he's got to ask for permission. He's got to go through legal proceedings and fill out paperwork, and people have to make judgments and stuff. So I think technically what we're looking at here is even though he turns 18 years old, he's got to jump through all the hoops now because now the state has possession of him, and it's not as simple as turning 18.
I'm having trouble really getting a handle on this because at 18, even if they claim they had you as, you know, a ward of the state, you were in their custody. When you turn 18, unless you're in violation of a criminal statute of some kind, committed a felony, and you've been convicted, or, you know, maybe you didn't make bond, is he a criminal? They have to determine that he's a criminal.
They're treating him like he's a criminal.
They are treating him like he's a criminal.
It would be the same, and like I said, this is, in the analogy I'm going to give right now, it does make sense, but it doesn't, okay? Let's say you're convicted of a felony, okay, and you go to prison. After you leave prison, there are certain rights that have been taken away from you, basically, because you are a convicted felon. There are certain things that you can't do. Now, in this case, he hasn't been convicted of anything. In fact, his mother hasn't been convicted of anything. Nobody has been convicted of anything yet. He does not have the right as an 18-year-old to walk out of there the day that he turns 18 and live his own life. He still is having to answer to the state of Illinois.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely incredible, unfathomable. And we won't solve it here, but I will say this. As I've said many times, go back and listen to the archives. They're available right here with our syndicator, GCN. Also, naturalnewsradio.com, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Epic Times, and again, across the pond at ukhealthradio.com as well. The discussions I've had and the monologues I've had over this issue, I've taken it to places where most people don't go in terms of how do they get jurisdiction? How do they get in there? I'm not going to go into all of that right now, but I need you to go back and recognize these contracts of adhesion. Anytime you ask permission of the state to grant you a privilege, even though you perceive it to be a right, you ask permission. You've set yourself up as subservient, as a servant of the state, as opposed to the other way around. And at that point, you've granted them jurisdiction. They assume jurisdiction, even if you don't know you've done it, by simply giving them permission where none was required. I just can't say that enough. And go back and listen to some of the archives when we covered this issue. You can do a search for Isaiah Ryder or Michelle Ryder on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and you'll find the archives available to you.
And now the question we have to ask ourselves is, okay, so, you know, looking in hindsight, do not do these things so that you do not end up in this position. Here's the question, what does he do now? He's already there. So at this point, one thing you can do is go to the Team Isaiah website and, you know, try and assist and help in that way and helping him with this battle. And secondly, I don't know, I think it's just one of those things where we just got to make noise. We got to get on top of things with the governor of Illinois. Maybe even reach out to the Choctaw Nation again and say, hey, sure. You know, you didn't help him here. Can you help him here? He's turning 18. You know?
What if Isaiah decides to do a little civil disobedience next week and says, I'm moving. I'm 18. Come and stop me. Are they going to arrest him? Are they going to do what they did to Cassandra? Even though he's not got cancer, are they going to force him to accept medical treatment for which he's now of 18 and can refuse? Come on. What's going to happen there? That could send shockwaves across the nation. And I always knew that Isaiah, the bright young man that he is, would one day impact beyond this episode, help to teach others and not to get into the same situation. But will it happen that way? We'll wait and see, and we'll talk with Isaiah again and his mother, Michelle. They've been very open to discuss these things right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. All right, Super Don, we got to take a break. Yesterday I covered a story about depression not being transmitted from depressed people to others, but happiness could be transferred to you out of depression from your friends. What about in the workplace? Could something else related maybe to depression be communicable? We'll find out.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works. And works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet, and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic, but after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Hey, Super Don, have you ever known me to be a rude host? Or just rude in general? When you caught me being rude, haven't you, before? Ever?
It is rare to find Robert Scott Bell being a crude, rude dude, but it does happen on rare occasions.
Right? Like, you know some of the times
it's
you laugh
at
me.
It's all fun, though. Yeah.
No, it isn't. I'm seriously rude. No,
oh, totally.
You know what?
Rude.
People don't know on the other side, if they're consulting with me for their health and they don't pay attention.
Okay, I know what you're referring to.
You know
to
what
now.
I'm talking about?
But you know, and what? Listen, you are not being rude when that happens. And what you're referring to is when somebody is asking questions, and what you're doing is, it may come across as rude, but you're creating a teachable moment. Is you're getting people to think. And so I get it, but I could see how other people might think it's rude.
Right. They say, boy, he's got a bad bedside manner. But, I'm doing it with love, you know? There are times when, in fact, we were out, my son was out, I had to get him some running shoes to do this cross-country stuff today. Mm-hmm. And this young lady, she must have been 18, 19, 20, 21, I don't know, helping us out at the checkout. She's just yawning. I'm like, wow, it's the middle of the day and you're yawning. You know, I've been there. We've all been there. So what's up? Oh, I can't get to sleep. I just haven't slept well. And then she says, I don't even go to sleep until 2 a.m. because what's the point? I wake up at 2 a.m. anyway, and then I have to go eat. And I said, well, that's hypoglycemia. That's a chromium deficiency. And she rattled on the next statement. She did not even listen to the words I said. It was like, oh, my gosh, this guy could change my worldview. I better shut down right now. And there were a few other instances that happened in that interplay. It was just friendly. I wasn't being rude, I promise. It was just friendly information. But it was. I wanted to show my son. It's like, kid, this is what happens when you try to help somebody that doesn't want to be helped. Thankfully, she didn't yell at me. She just completely turned off and went on with her job as a cash register person. And she called somebody else for help. And then she says, hey, here comes Billy Mays to help. And the other lady was more my age. said, no, it's Willie Mays. And I laughed. I said, no, that's Willie Mays. And she's like, y'all are ganging up on me. No, it really was Willie Mays. So anyway, one of those interesting situations. And
Billy Mays, though, now listen, there is a Billy Mays. You know this, right?
Yeah, there is, but that wasn't what was being referred to at that moment.
Okay.
Because I was, it was corrected by the other lady who had an interaction with her before.
I think Billy Mays was the infomercial guy that died.
Yeah, I believe you're right. So yeah, it definitely wasn't him.
Okay.
But anyway, this story, study out of the workplace saying that rudeness is, I don't know if it's not addictive, but it may be communicable. You may catch rudeness.
They actually refer to rudeness as being a virus.
A rudeness virus.
Now, that's scary because you know somebody at GSK who's listening to the show right now has just come up with a great new idea for a vaccine, right?
Right. What are we going to inject? You know what we could inject? Some cannabis. Take your rudeness right out of you. You'd be like, whatever can be rude and whatever could be like, oh, whatever, right? That's not so rude that way. It depends on how you say it.
This is true, but I think it's very interesting when yesterday we were covering the story about depression is not contagious, but happiness is. Today we get rudeness. So it's an interesting pattern that the media is going through right now. But apparently, if you have somebody who's a coworker who is rude, that rudeness can actually spread to other people and affect other people and make them rude as well.
Yeah, everybody's got their tolerance for rudeness, too. And my tolerance is pretty good, but there are certain points where I will snap and I'm going to go, I'm throwing it back in your face, right?
Everybody has a limit.
To get me there. Yeah.
Everybody has a limit, yes.
Yeah. But usually I try to, you know, give the love and the quiet support, right? If you can't say anything to them, because sometimes you just, no matter what you say, it's not going to be helpful. If you're married, you know what I'm saying? You just got to walk away, give it some time, and things will come back around.
Cooler heads will prevail at some point, yes.
But if you do participate, yes, that can be infectious in a bad way. It's true. So sometimes it's just better put your head down, give them some love, maybe listen to them. If there's some problem at home, they're bringing into the office. It's not really an office issue, although they're frustrated, they're aggravated, and they're taking it out at the office. And sometimes you just don't want to take it personally, even though it seems to be personal. But that takes a little bit of maturity, doesn't it?
And really quick, one of the interesting things on this study was they found out that the contagious effect is automatic, meaning that it happens somewhere in the subconscious part of your brain, so you don't know what's happening. So it takes some training. It takes some training on positive mental attitude, how to deal with emotions when you feel them, how to deal with those things and put them in, you know, somewhere else and bring the good stuff in.
Yeah, and the good stuff is CBD, cannabidiol from the Industrial Health Plant. Go to cannaves.com, cannaves.com, CANNAVEST.com. RSV50 gets you buy one, get one free. If you haven't already, ask your mom and pop health food store to carry it. Cannaves CBD, please do. It's the plus CBD that I utilize every day. Speaking of brains, Jimmy Carter. He's got one, but there's stuff in there we don't want.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you enjoying the Robert Scott Bell Show? Would you like to meet more people like yourself? Look no further. The Robert Scott Bell Show has just the thing. Go to gcnlive.com/RSB. There you will enjoy a special forum for you to communicate with others who also like the show. Tell us your opinion on what you hear on the Robert Scott Bell Show today. Visit us at gcnlive.com/RSB. That's gcnlive.com/RSB.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, Super Don, still excited for you being in Austin, you know, and new adventures you're undertaking, and that you found a place for now. And I'm just so pleased. I just really thrilled at what's happening over there.
Yeah, well, and today was actually it rained today. It was so awesome. I went out on the balcony and a big rainstorm had come through. Man, it cooled everything off, and then the rain went away. And now when I step outside, I feel like I just took a shower. Yeah, but
right, yes,
humidity.
Right.
Ooh, man.
Well, I'm glad you're going to have lots of exciting new experiences in this environment.
Exciting experiences, not only just being in Austin, which is culturally just it's an explosion out here with all of the music and the art and the you know the people and things, but opportunities and excitement and adventures that I still cannot talk about yet. But
I know. We'll tease them, but not yet.
Yeah, stand by, stay tuned because there's some really cool stuff coming up.
Dreams coming true. All right, so let's talk about yesterday. You weren't able to be with us for a lot of it because of other things, but here we go with Ty Bollinger. Remember the Cassandra C interview? We had Cassandra on with Ty some weeks ago talking about her experience and overcoming it, being forced, strapped down to have chemo, et cetera, against her will. Mm-hmm. And here comes your favorite guy, the Skepduck, Orek the Nipple Ripper, as he's affectionately known by Tim Boland.
Yeah,
this guy, David Gorski, just had to have his say. And
I tell you what, David Gorski's had a little vacation from me and from my buddy Hoofnagel for the last couple of weeks, just because of all the crazy things that have been going on and moving and stuff. So it's about time, I think, for you know us to get back on the stick and start taking a look at what's going on. And yeah, this blog that he wrote, and I think it's been a couple of days now, because he's come out with new ones since. But yeah, I mean, he was, you know, he just did his normal thing where he just, you know, he quacks like a duck for half an hour and says all kind of goofy stuff that is completely and totally predictable. You could have taken Ty Bollinger's name out of that and put any, you know, any one of the other people that we know in there, and he would have said the exact same thing. So it was nothing new, but you know, it gets boring after a while, really kind of reading this stuff. So I thought, why don't we spice it up a little bit? Why don't we, instead of just talking about his stuff that he writes that is so mundane and predictable, and let's maybe kind of, I don't know, let's do kind of an artful, kind of maybe a performance type thing with the stuff that he has to say. So I took his blog. And this is what it would sound like if we were doing a musical performance of what he had to say.
My name is Orek. I'm a blogger, and I wrote a blog about Ty Bollinger and Cassandra C. Here we go. Quack, quack, quackery crack. I mean, quack, I didn't mean to say crack. I don't like crack. Crack is a drug. Well, wait a minute. I mean, I like drugs.
He does like drugs.
Not those kinds of drugs. I mean, you don't think I smoke crack, right? That wasn't a Freudian slip, I promise. Okay, back to the blog. Quack, quack, quackery, quack, quack, and woo.
And woo, of course,
quack,
woo.
Quackery, quack, quack, cancer, quack, Ty Bollinger, Cassandra C, quack, and quackery, crack.
That's it, you know, there's such intellectual vacuousness. Intellectual vacuousness coming from Orek, and he's supposed to be a doctor. It's just
and he accidentally said crack. So you know, just
accidental
there. Right. It was an accident. Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right. Well,
so
good
job. I mean,
Nagel will be back too.
I think that's a little more, you know, it's a little more entertaining that way.
You've got to ramp up the entertainment factor. Otherwise, these quackers are very boring at this point. They're bringing nothing new to the equation. So
I think he doesn't smoke crack, but he probably smokes quack. I mean, he must if you listen to him talk, right?
Yeah. Yeah, the woo variety. All right, with that, let's do some intellectual heavyweight stuff, because Jimmy Carter, wherever you stand with him politically, and as I said, I've met him a number of times over my lifetime because I'm a Georgia boy, ultimately I became, and he lectured at Emory where I went, and so there was some interaction. He seemed like a nice man. Can't say I agree with a lot of what he did as a president, and he was also a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, not a big fan of that. But let's set all of that aside. This guy's 90 years old. He's dedicated his life since the presidency to build, like, with Habitat for Humanity, really do some good work. He's gone in and tried to do some peace stuff. And I can't take away any of his much of his post-presidential work. He's done some good things. I'm not a globalist like he is, but at the same time, I'm not going to take a 90-year-old to task on any of these other things. In fact, the guy's got now cancer. He says melanoma, now it's spread to his brain. He's going to undergo radiation therapy. We've asked which way he was going to go, and some experimental new drug. And this is the danger of having unlimited funds to support your efforts. to survive cancer, I think that at 90, he would be better off doing nothing. But I think at 90, he would be better off doing carnivora, like Reagan did, you know, when he was in the presidency. So there are other perspectives I have on what I would do. But again, I'm not his doctor. But he was questioned about this. And let's give a listen to what Jimmy Carter had to say himself about what he's going through right now.
They did an MRI and found that there were 4 spots of melanoma on my brain. They are very small spots, about 2 millimeters, if you can envision what a millimeter is. And I'll get my first radiation treatment for the melanoma in my brain this afternoon.
So he was speaking before the radiation. Concerns, obviously, for him. Our heart goes out to him and his family.
I think it's interesting. I did not know this, mm-hmm. that melanoma, most people would associate melanoma with skin.
Right.
And that melanoma has the ability to actually recess, you know, under the skin and spread throughout the body. So I thought that was something I learned, actually.
In fact, they found a mass on his liver, and they took out, I don't know what they said, about a tenth of his liver before, and then they continued to do scans and found it had spread to his brain. Here's where he could have been taking silica, because that would have strengthened the connective tissue. Could have been on a lot of selenium and other detoxifying remedies. And we talk about, in a simple way, the life-change tea that Ronnie McMullen has. It's a mild detox, but if you wanted to get more aggressive, and in Carter's case it would be necessary, I would be doing the fulvic acid, you know, the detoxification formulas that, Doc Newsom has. I've got to talk to Doc Newsom about this issue as well soon. He's overdue for a return. Also, carnivore I mentioned as well, and how about beta-1-3D glucan? All of these things that we know, some of this was featured in the Quest for the Cures about the truth about cancer. There's so many things that Jimmy Carter, James Earl Carter, could do, but he's got handlers now, as anybody up at that level does, even though he has all the money and resources to access anything he wants to for his treatment. He's going to Emory, all of the best, which is not really the best when it comes to recovery from cancer. So, what happens when a former president gets cancer? He gets some phone calls, doesn't he?
Well, President Obama called, the vice president called, Bill Clinton called, Hillary Clinton called, Secretary of State called. First time they've called me in a long time.
Right? Yeah, let's call President Carter for some advice. Oh, no, we don't like the way he did his thing. So, yeah, you wonder if some people would refer back to previous presidents for insight. You know, I think that'd be actually a smart thing, wouldn't it? You know, just run some ideas by you were here, right?
I think it's awesome that he has a sense of humor that he does at the age of 90 and going through what he's going through. He may have cancer on the brain, but he's still a sharp guy.
He is. I mean, he continues to teach and even preach, but down in Plains, Georgia, guest lecturer at Emory University. And, he spoke with us when we were the athletic teams at one point. He was very much into athletics as well. A third question here that he was asked, and this is an interesting one. At the age of 90, undergoing cancer treatment for brain cancer, he's not going to consult with Stanislav Brzezinski. He should, but he's not. Do you have any regrets? That's the question. I mean, this is an interesting question of a 90-year-old former president.
And anything you wish, I'm sorry, that you had not done or that you'd done differently?
I wish I had sent one more helicopter to get the hostages, and we would have rescued them, and I would have been reelected. But that may have...
Wow. You know, think about how fast he came up with that. You know, if you look back at your life and look at that seminal moment, the failure of the rescuing of the hostages in Iran at that time, I mean, that doomed his candidacy. I know that the economy was sucking the eggs. The interest rates were at 18, 19, 20, 21%.
Gas
price. But that alone, right there, gas price. But again, this was also, remember, he took over after Gerald Ford, who took over after Nixon. Nixon closed the gold window. And at that point, you know, the dollar wasn't pegged to gold. It wasn't gold. And so it was a petrodollar, a floating scenario. And, of course, inflation was the result. They had to print so much more money. So some of that Carter was a victim of, and they had to try and get that back under control by raising interest rates, which is, on some levels, a responsible thing to do, interestingly enough. Yet right now we have perpetual 0% interest, which is going to build a new bubble that's going to crash the economy inevitably. When that happens, who knows? But I find it interesting that he went back to that seminal moment. If he had sent one more helicopter, I don't know if that would have made the difference, but what an interesting guy. And he took it with good humor, too.
That was a devastating event that took place when they went to go and try and rescue the hostages, and it failed. I mean, sometimes missions succeed, sometimes they fail. It just happens, and there were various reasons as to why that happened, but that was a big deal for him, and it's something that, you know, unfortunately, it's attached to his presidency, but...
Right.
You know, I want to say, though, you were commenting about the effects of you know, Nixon on Carter's administration. Ford was more or less just a placeholder in between, and he was a decent president. Mm-hmm. But it's interesting how people like to attach successes and failures to individual presidents when, in my opinion, a lot of the things that happen when a president is in office really don't have so much to do with what they're doing at the time, but what happened before they got into office.
Before they got
there.
They
just get lucky, or they're not, you know.
It's context and history, and I think that's an important part of this. Now, Obama can't blame Bush forever. I mean, initially he could say, well, this was Bush's economy, but eventually he goes, well, what have you done? Well, he didn't make it any better. We recognize that as well. But again, history, you know, is prologue, so to speak, for what we're going through today. Do we learn from it? I'd say Jimmy Carter learned some lessons in his lifetime. I do. I think so. Anyway, what do you think? When we come back, we'll reach into the moments of duh and find one related to toddlers after this.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Growbox, and the best part is I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising Revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. In 1985, former President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House from Europe, where it was manufactured at the time, effectively making him the first American to use Carnivora. He used it successfully for a serious immune challenge, which we are prohibited from mentioning in the United States. I would like to add that he used Carnivora approximately 8 years prior to the onset of his Alzheimer's condition, for those of you inadvertently connecting the two events. Visit us at carnivora.com, now used in 27 countries around the world. Carnivora instinctively seeks out abnormal cells only that don't belong in the body without harming a single normal cell. 100% pure, natural, and harmless to humans and animals. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Your immune system will thank you.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
Getting a good view of a sore throat can be difficult, but the new doctor-recommended sore throat exam kit from SayAwNow.com makes it easy. A first-of-its-kind, scientifically designed oral retractor to relax the tongue, minimize gag reflex, and increase visibility. Our made-in-the-USA kit also includes a medical-grade reference chart, easy-to-use website and app so that you're one click away from unparalleled sore throat information. Click SayAwNow.com. SayAwNow.com, a must-have for your family's medical preparedness.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit to per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Thank you to all of our wonderful guests tonight. Co-host, of course, Jonathan Emord, Norm Singleton, Super Don back in the saddle, enjoying it as well. And, of course, RobertScottBell.com for all the links. Literally back in the saddle because it's Texas. You saddle up. That's you said right. You're not going to get a cowboy hat. You're not going to wear boots. That's okay. I don't do either.
You can't take the city out of the boy. Can't
but
do
the
it.
First rattlesnake you see, I want to hear about it.
I'll take a picture.
Okay, I just want to say, but from a distance, okay? From a distance.
Yes.
All right, where are we going? It's a finale here. I'm very relaxed here at this point in time of the evening tonight. And I figure we can do, you know, some silly science. We got to figure out. How long has it been since our kids have been toddlers? We didn't have kids together, just in case anybody's new to the show.
yeah, that did sound kind of weird. But
yeah, that's right.
It's been many years for me, longer for me than it has been for you.
Yeah, and I see a lot of toddlers because of the Montessori kids school, my daughter's school, still you run into them, and you know, question about success in kindergarten. You know, what's a key way to get there? So we need scientists to explain this to us because we just don't know what will lead to success in kindergarten. So that leads us to today's
moment of dust.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yes, today's moment of dub brought to you by Dr. Seuss Medical School. Toddlers with bigger vocabularies are more successful in kindergarten than those with smaller vocabularies. Somehow, I don't even think there's any counterintuitivity there. I mean, come on, really? You speak more, you're going to interact more, you're going to succeed more. And I mean, I don't know how this plays out on their high school and college graduate level courses, but at this level, thank goodness for science, because, man, if we didn't have the Pennsylvania State University telling us this, we'd have just said, hey, keep those kids quiet, don't let them speak till after kindergarten. We just wouldn't have known.
I thought this was rather funny because just the headline by itself, without even reading it, toddlers with bigger vocabularies are more successful in kindergarten. Okay, so they talk more. I'm assuming kids that can count more probably do better. Kids that can identify colors better might do. You know, it's silly. But if you go into the study, what they find, and according to the lead author of this study, Paul Morgan, he's from Pennsylvania State University, he says the results can help identify at-risk kids.
At-risk kids. You know what they're at risk for, I will tell you? Vaccine injury.
Mm.
In other words, if they are nonverbal or behind, granted, there are going to be some variables in delay, in developmental delay and non-delay, or that might not be delay. Just, you know, some kids talk later than others. But legitimately, some kids are vaccine injured, and the parents don't know it. The doctors deny that it has anything to do with vaccines. So
here's some other amazing things they found in the study. Get this. Researchers discovered that kids from higher socioeconomic backgrounds and who have experienced high-quality parenting are more likely to get a wider range of vocabulary.
Well, if you read to your kids, for instance, but you don't have to be rich to read to your kids.
And incidentally, children who have been born with low birth weight or mothers with health problems manifest smaller vocabularies.
Yeah, of course, there's a nutritional aspect to low birth weight. Of course, developmental disorders.
I know.
Triple-level moment of duh.
Yes, good.
That's good. I'm glad you had the... All right, that was a moment of duh for toddlers and the parents who feed them. Hopefully feed them organically or even breastfeed them.
Well, at least feed them. Jeez.
Yeah, at least feed them. Final story of the night. This is an ode to Super Don. Pretend vomit machine. What is this for? To test, like, roller coaster rides?
No, it is not. This is a machine that this student, this researcher in North Carolina, tested this machine, and it simulates what happens when somebody vomits or regurgitates, as you, whichever term you want to use.
Is this what it sounds like?
Oh, no, man, that's not right. What are you doing?
I wasn't me. I didn't do that. That was that scientist making the fake barf machine.
Okay, really quickly. Norovirus, aerosolized, can get other people sick. Yeah. That's what you found out.
Oh, that's a secondary moment of duh. Who didn't think? Vomit on me. No, don't. Please don't. Oh, my gosh. We've got to take a break. Healing Revolution tomorrow. We got lots of healing into the weekend. Liam Sheff, gardening. And the 20th century is a bubble, but the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.